സദാശിവ സമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യ മധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യ പര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരു പരമ്പരാം. പേജ് നമ്പർ 7, ശ്ലോക നമ്പർ 7. ഏകോ ദ്രഷ്ടാസി സർവസ്യ മുക്തഃ പ്രായോസി സർവദാ അയമേവ ഹി തേ ബന്ധഃ ദ്രഷ്ടാരം പശ്യസി തരം. As long as a person is not able to identify himself as consciousness existence principle, the person's life is miserable. As long as person do not know his nature, that nature is existence, consciousness, principle, sat chit ananda swarupam, that is not known, suppose the person's life is miserable, Shastra says. So when Janaka Maharaja asked for that knowledge, that is called moksha. To get that knowledge, one has to get sufficient vairagyam. Whenever we listen vairagyam word, we take in a negative sense. Whenever we listen the word vairagyam, detachment, we take it in a negative sense. Negative sense means what? Vairagya means only for sannyasi. It is only for a person who has renounced everything. The detachment is not possible for a common person in the society. These words are impracticable. Detachment, renunciation or dispassion are synonyms. Vairagyam. These are all not possible for all householders at all. People come to conclusion, very much convinced. But you see here, the person who is asking the question is a grihastha. Janaka Maharaja is a grihastha. Very intelligent question is asking, how to develop vairagyam, how to develop detachment. Detachment with what? Detachment with attachment. Detach with what you have attached. With what you have attached? You have attached with the body, aham, and related relations, possessions, I am attached, my son. Once my son, I say, later who will come? My daughter-in-law. Then who will come? My grandson. So your attachment is like a chain. It is like a chain, increasing day by day, day by day. Naturally, our attachment also will increase. It's a distance, more and more it goes. It spreads, widens. Detachment means never have the idea that they all will give me peace and happiness. Never think that my husband is the source of happiness, my house is the source of happiness, my grandson is the source of happiness, my job is the source of happiness. Thinking like this is called attachment. Thinking like this, in this pattern, is called attachment. Ragaha. So what is detachment? Detachment is that entertaining the thought, this house is not the source of happiness, it is only a support for me to give shelter. My happiness is not connected with the house. Similarly, my husband is not the source of happiness. He cannot. This is the right thinking. My husband is the source of happiness is wrong thinking. My son is the source of happiness is a wrong thinking. I can love my son, I can care for my son, but my son will give peace and happiness if I think. That is the wrong notion. So I have to say, my son is a son, that's all. I have to grow mature through emotions. My son, my husband, my family is a place, a locus for me to grow. They are not the source of happiness. Thinking like this, always remembering this, is called Vairagyam. This is called Vairagyam. Don't think Vairagyam means something else. You can wear a color dress, but never have attachment towards that. It's just wearing white dress, you cannot say you are having Vairagyam. So, I have attachment with white dress. I have attachment with kashaya dress. So, attachment is a thing that which has to happen in the mind, not with objects. No object can occupy my mind. So, Vairagya means what? Not having attachment is called Vairagya. Not having passion towards anything, thinking too much about house, thinking too much about husband, thinking too long, too much about son, too much about daughter, too much about anything is called passion. Not having too much craving or thinking about anything is called dispassion. No, nothing can occupy my mind. That is called a dispassion. So Janaka Maharaja asked for that dispassion. If you don't have that dispassion, mukti is not possible. So what Ashtavakra said, Yaja Vishayam Yaja Vishavat. What I am talking from past 5 minutes, he has kept in one word, Vishayan Vishavat Syajan. Detach with the objects. Never develop a passion towards them. Use them. Take care of them. Never go behind them. Never become slave to them. That is called Vishavat Syajan. Never become slave to them. Once you have that Vairagyam, slowly you come to know this Sattva Guna will increase day by day, then you come to know you are not having Punya, Papa, Dharma, Adharma, Vilakshanaha. Dharma means Punyam. In the 6th shloka I said, Adharma means Papa. That Sukha born out of Punya, that Dukha born out of Papa, I told you, invisible Sukha is Punyam. Invisible Sukha is Punyam. Invisible Dukha is Papam. Sin. Visible Punyam is Sukham. Visible Papam is Dukham. So whenever we are having Dukham, whenever we have dukkham, what is that? You have to understand, my papa I am exhausting. My papa karma phalam I am exhausting. Whenever I am enjoying the pleasure, favorable situations, that time I have to remember, my punya I am exhausting. My punya I am exhausting. Astavakra says, this punya, this papa, because of which sukha, dukkha comes, they are all belong to mind, manasani. They do not belong to you, the atma, sattva, chitta, atma, you are not that mind, they are all belong to the mind. Aham sukhi, aham dukhi, the bhavana comes where? The mind. Therefore he said, manasani te vibhona. Na kartasi, na bhoktasi, you are neither doer nor enjoyer. You have never done the punya karma nor papa karma. You are the atma, the body-mind complex. It has its own prarabdha that is going on. You are neither doer nor enjoyer really. Vyavaharika, sarira, manasu, they are unreal. You are thinking they are real. Vyavaharika, sariram, manas, you are taking as real. Because that you are taking them as real, their actions you are taking as your actions. Then what do you say? I am the doer. When the body, mind, sense organs experiencing, undergoing, you are telling, I am the enjoyer. I am the bhokta, I am the experiencer. Who is bhokta really? Mind, buddhi, sense organs, body, they are experiencing. This is just like when you sit in the train, train is moving, where you also move. It is a train's movement or yours movement. But suppose you think, என்னமோ தலை சுத்துறது எனக்கு, I am ஆடிண்டே இருக்கேன், என்ன ஆச்சு எனக்குன்னா, உனக்கு என்ன ஆகல அப்பா, ஒண்ணுமே ஆகல, ட்ரெயின் மூவ் ஆகிட்டு இருக்க, அந்த ட்ரெயின் மூவ்மெண்ட் இஸ் சூப்பர் இம்போஸ்ட் அப்பான் யூ, தேர்ஃபோர் யூ ஆர் மூவிங் ஆஸ் இட் வர் யூ ஆர் மூவிங் ரியலி, அப்பியரிங் ஆஸ் ரியலி, பட் யூ இன்சைட் ஹார்ட் ஆஃப் த ஹார்ட் யூ நோ தட் ஐ ஆம் நாட் மூவிங். திஸ் மூவ்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் த பாடி பிலாங்ஸ் டு the train. Since I am in the train, therefore my body also moves. Anything happens in the train, it is not belong to me because I am in the train. The one who is in the train is not the train. Train problems are not his problems. Train has got umpteen problems. We have complained big kutta iladum, but that problems are not my problems. I am just moving, shaking because of the train shaking. Similarly, the body train, mind, the goods engine madre, the engine, it is making the body to function. Once the body is moving, body is doing actions, mind is thinking, and mind and sense organs are all functioning, immediately I the consciousness. What am I doing? I am superimposing all of them upon me. And says what? I am bhokta, my son, my daughter. Deha abhimana, I transfer to my son, mamakara. Idi ahankara, adi mamakara. Aham karta iti ahankara, aham bhokta iti ahankara. Entire wrong notion we are living. Life, how is your life? Very nice, enna nice. Full and full of ignorance. You are leading a life. Shastra looks at this person. So pity, you know. Even if anta ajnanam irkane, when it's only Ashtavakra says, na karta na bhokta, then who you are? You are muktaha eva. you are ever free when you are in the body also. When you are embodied also, you are disembodied. So when you are in embodied, means you are in the body, you are available as Atman. At that time also, I am Sada Sarvada Muktaha. I am detached. I am not attached to that. What is the example? When you are dreaming, the waker is sleeping, he got the dream. The waker, one who is sleeping there, he is attached to the dream object, really. Rain has come in the dream. That water come and make this person who is sleeping, the body wet. Fire accident in the dream. No? Enna paper alla padichu ore accident mayama padichi kanavula edo accident fire. That fire can burn this body? The one who is sleeping? Where is the dream? Dream is within him. At the same time, it is not touching. He is muktaha. From what? Dream fire? Dream rain? He is muktaha. Muktaha or not? Like that, now here itself, Iri Turiya Atma, I am not touched by the body defects. Atrupti, Bandha, Dukkha, all these are only belong to the body, mind not belong to me, they cannot touch me. Sarvada, that is called Sarvada, Muktaha. Then, seventh sloka, he says, Ekaha Drashta Asi, you are the one seer. Drashta means experiencer, the seer. Of what? Sarvasya, of everything. Sarvasya, from Ekaha Drashta, you are the one seer of everything, experiencer of everything. Muktaha Prayaha Asi Sarvada. You are as good as Muktaha. Now itself you are Muktaha is this. Mukta Prayaha. Ippo kuda nee Muktanda. You are already Mukta only. Sarvada all the time. That is why it is called Siddha Mukti. It is not Sadhyam. It is Siddham. But I do not know that. Even though being as a Siddha Muktaha I am now here itself. When? While writing Ashtavakra notes, the teacher says you are Muktaha. Yes, you are Muktaha. I am writing. While writing also I am a Muktaha. But I do not know that. What Shastra says, Guru says, reminding that you are already Muktaha. That's what he says. Sarvada Muktaha Asti. You are all the time Muktaha eva, but you are thinking you are Baddha. For that I used to give an example, long before I gave an example. Another example, same example I will recollect here. In Guru Ashrama, one Sishya, everyday duty is to take the cattle to the field. After grazing, he brings them to the shed, cow shed. After bringing them, he has to tie everyone, each cow. He has to tie every day, and every day morning he has to take. And when he is tying in the night, those days no light and all, all irutta irukum. When he is tying, not one or two, Guru Ashramla nariya irukum. So nearly over 30, 40 cows, when he is tying, he has forgotten to tie the one cow in the Iritla. But that cow went to its place. They are very intelligent. They know its exact place and take rest. And the cow went and sat. And this person didn't tie. He has forgotten to tie. Next day morning, when he want to untie them, and he is gone untying each cow and going. And when he went to that cow, particular cow, it is not tied yesterday night. So he thought, I forgot to tie this cow. And that cow is not getting up. Because he need not untie. Because he didn't tie at all yesterday with the rope. Therefore he need not untie it. Therefore he is asking, get up. Hi and tell you and the sound panita. Hi and panna, he didn't get up. He is sitting. Then beating, not getting up, not moving from that place. Then he rushed to his guru. Something happened to our cow. It is not moving at all. It is not getting up. Then what happened now? I didn't tie that cow yesterday night. That's why I didn't untie. But it is not getting up now. Then guru said, you go there again and you act like you are untying. You go there near that cow and act as though you are untying, removing that rope. Then he went and did exactly what Guru said he did. After untying the madri, he acted. Suddenly, immediately that cow got up and running. So it thought that I was tied. Rose padakam, no habit. It has got that vasana. That is called vasana. We are also having janma vasana. I am a tiny human being. I am bound. I am having dukkha. I have problems. I am a victimizer. World is victimizing me. People are exploiting me. I am having lot of problems. Enak irukkira problems yaarukume kediyadu. Like this. This is called vasana. Purva vasana. Imprints they call. Tendencies. When teacher says Ashtavakra says sarvada muktahana. Ashtavakra is muktaha. Namak eppadi mukti varuna. And people are working for moksha. I want to go to swarga. I want to get moksha. Shastra says, hey, you are here now itself muktaha. You need not go anywhere. You need not get anything. You are the substratum of the universe. You are the source. Shastra says, asayave matam. Innor example gnapaga paduthutuma. The rat caught by that the bone. Innor theriyumo and the prison. And the eli pidikkaradhukaga one irukku wooden. And then night will catch that and it will throughout night it is inside only. And it struggles to come out and it bites that iron rods and all, its warm, mouth fully become blood and oozing. And it lost its whole strength throughout night. It knows that I am once for all, I am bound. Next day morning, nammella periya victory, adu pudichenne, we take out to open the place and we will open it. And once we keep it open, it has to come, rush out. It's not coming out. Yesterday night it was struggling to come out. Why can't it come out when I open it? And we have to push from the back. Hey, go out. Why? Yesterday it was struggling so much to rush out. But morning when I open, it is not going, even I push from the back. What is the reason, Anna? Vasana, one night, even 5 hours, it has got that notion, I am bound. I have no freedom at all. In future, I am bound. Even Guru says, go, you are Tattvamasi, and Guru is pushing, Anna. Nagarave Matavanna. பாவம் குருவுக்கு என்ன தெரியும் நம்மளுடைய பாதை. நைட் எல்லாம் நான் எவ்வளவு ஸ்ட்ரகிள் பண்ணிட்டா, ஜென்ம ஜென்மாஸ்லேருந்து நான் ஸ்ட்ரகிள் பண்ணிட்டு வரேன். இப்பதான் வீட்டுல கூட ஒரு ஃபைட் முடிச்சுட்டு வந்த, சும்மா சொன்ன ஜோக்கா, ஏதோ ஒரு ஃபைட். சம்திங் ப்ராப்ளம். ஆஃப்டர் ஸ்ட்ரகிளிங் திஸ் மச் குரு கம் அண்ட் சேஸ் யூ ஆர் சர்வதா முக்தஹான்னா. அஷ்டாவக்ரா சேஸ் that is a wrong notion. You have developed that vasana from many janmas. Come on, come out of that imprints, tendencies. Vasana is called tendency. Come out of it. how long you want to suffer? Is it suffering or not? See, that cow is not able to get up. If it won't get up, what will happen? Tell me. It cannot go out, it cannot graze the grass, it will die. Even the rat also, if it won't come out, no freedom, it will die without food. Similarly, we also like that. If I don't claim I am Brahman, I am Atman, think like a rat and cow, we also suffer. That is suffering. We are already suffering. That emptiness, voidness, limitation, fear. Mukhyama fear. Bhayam. Is it in the bhayam? Because you do not know you are sarvada muktaha. Next line. Ayame vahite bandhaha. Drashtaram pashyati pashyati itaram. Suppose the person sees that fear. I am the experiencer, I am the sakshi, I am the drashta, seer number one. Here, drishdrishya viveka, we have to recollect. Drishdrishya viveka, I took long ago. When I see the world, my sense organs are seeing, behind that there is a mind. Mind is the seer. Through the sense organs, it sees the world. World is object. Mind is the subject. I am seeing the world through the sense organs. When I am observing my mind, my manasukulla irukkira kolappam ella enakku theriyiradhu, confusion ella theriyiradhu. I am the drashta of the mind. Mind becomes an object. When I see the external world, mind is the subject, world is object. When I see, look at the mind alone, my mental thoughts, and I am seeing, I am the witnesser of my mind, mind becomes what? Object. I, the witness, sakshi witnesser, am the subject. So I, the subject, sakshi, I am the seer of this mind, witnesser of this mind. So mind can become an object at that time. Subject to mind became object. Drashta mind became drishyam. Object and drishyam. Subject means drashta. Subject drashta means seer, observer, experiencer, witnesser. Once I witness the mind, mind becomes the object, drishyam. So mind is playing two roles. From the world standpoint, mind is drashta, the subject, witnesser, seer, observer. Drashta. From the standpoint of Atma, the consciousness, existence, principle, I am the sakshi of the mind, mind becomes drishyam. So mind is drishyam also, drashta also. This is, first I am, when I am the seer of the mind, this seer is called as drashta number one. I am drashta number one. Ever the drashta, never the drishyam. I am ever the drashta, never the drishyam. I am ever the seer, never the seen. I am the observer, ever, never observed. I the sakshi, first seer. Whereas the mind is not ever the seer, but it is sometimes seen also. Drishyam also. Seer number two, mind is not ever the seer or subject. It is subject also, it is object also. Drashta number two. It is drishyam also sometimes. When sometimes, all the time when it is looking at the world. Therefore, what you have to know? Drashta number one cannot perceive the world directly. Sakshat drashtum na shakyate ar atma. Turiya Atma the consciousness existence principle I, the Nirgunam Brahman, cannot see the world directly without my sense organs. I have to go through this. Means I am seeing the world through the mind, buddhi, sense organs. I cannot see the world, interact with the world directly. I, the Atma, cannot interact with the world directly. I have to take the help of the seer number two, that is mind. At that time, mind becomes the priority when it is seeing the world. Then what happening here? And the mind, when I join and using the mind to see the world, I forget I am the seer number one. When I am playing through the mind, really mind is becoming seer status, mind is getting because of whom? Me, the seer one. But I forget I am the seer one, I take the seer number two as real mind. That is the problem. Mana eva manushyanam karanam bandha mokshayoh. Idu therinja manas is the cause for my moksha. If I do not know this, my mind alone is the cause for bondage. I am user of the mind. Tell me the username. And computer will ask, no? Give me your username. Username. What is my username? I am the Atma, I am the user. Of what? Mind. I have forgotten my user name. Atma, Turi Atma, I am then. I am using the mind. For what? To see the world. Why I am missing this fact? Because I am not focused to Shastra till today. From many years, I am not focused Janmas. Now only I am coming few years to the class. Analum puriyaliye, padichalum puriyaliye. One time, two times, three times, four times the teacher is hammering. Hammer panna ama swamini. Ippo da puriyadhu. Seer number one, seer number two. Ever the drashta. World is never the drashta. World is ever the drishyam. Atma is ever the drashta. Mind is drishyam and drashta. கண்ணு மூடி தியானம் பண்ணா, தியானம் பண்ணா தான் தெரியும். இது புரிஞ்சுக்க வேண்டிய விஷயம் பாருங்க. அயமே வகி தே பந்தா, ஹூ டு நாட் நோ திஸ் ஃபேக்ட், ஐ எம் எவர் முக்தா துரிய ஆத்மா ஆல் த டைம், ஹூ எவர் டு நாட் நோ ஹீஸ் பவுண்ட். அயமே பந்தா, வாட் இஸ் தட்? திரஷ்டாரம் இதரம் பசியதி. Drashta, who is the seer, observer, experiencer, he sees as differently. As differently in that, Drashta is Atma, consciousness, Chaitanyam Brahma, Drashta. But I am identifying with the mind Drashta. Mind Drashta can see that first Drashta. It cannot see, because mind is functioning because of that Atma, Sakshi. So I look at Brahman, Brahman. Itaram pasyasi, sees that drashta number one as differently. When Swami is talking about drashta number one, you are Turi Atma. Oho, Turi Atma. Then I am looking at that Atma as itaram. Separate, different. Yaro neighbor madri. And taking mind as myself. Who is listening, Anna? I am listening. Which, who one is listening? Drashta number one or number two? What I have to say, I the drashta number one, through the drashta number two, I am listening to Ashtavakra Gita. And that's all I know. Enna solran? I am drashta number two. என்ன தெரியும்? திரஷ்டானே தெரியாது, டூவனே தெரியாது. ஐ ஆம் லிசனிங் டு த கிளாஸ் ஆஸ் எ பாடி மைண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ். இதுதான் அஜ்ஞானம். இத்தரம் பஷ்யஸ், Drashtaram itaram pasyasi. Drashta number one, just like moonlight, what we are talking is not moonlight. Moonlight is sunlight. When you are looking at the moonlight, you have to remember what? This brightness of the moon is not its own. It is because of sun. Can moon illumine the sun? Moon is illumined by sun. But we never remember. மனசோ தேவதா சந்திரமா கரெக்டா இருக்கு பாருங்க. ஆத்மா சூரியன், மனசோ தேவதா சந்திரமா, மனஸ் இஸ் லைக் எ மூன். இட் பிகம்ஸ் எலிவென்ட் பை த சன்லைட் ஆத்மா. But when a mind is functioning, mind is thinking, mind is witnessing, the perceiving the external world, I forget that mind is borrowing the sentiency from the sun-like Atma. The mind moody. It is moody. We do not know anything. So what I have to say? Oh mind, you cannot see the world without me, the Sakshi Chaitanyam Brahma. This is a fact. கத்தினா கூட டீச்சர் 15 வருஷமா எங்க இருக்கா அந்த கவு மாதிரி எங்கேயே இருக்க. அகம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி ரோட் பண்ண வேண்டாமோ? யூ ஆர் த பெஸ்ட் குரு. இஃப் யூ சே லைக் திஸ், வாட் can remain? அஜ்ஞானம் can just run away. அப்படிதான் சொல்லணும். சாமி எனக்கு என்ன ப்ராப்ளம் தெரியும்? Problems you can never stop. Atma is ever free from problems. Anatma, mind, body can never free from problems. Therefore what? That is one tamasha of drama. Ticket vaangamale drama kadikirathu unakku. Your life is itself is a drama. Why can't you see like that? Enna nalla solrenu alaga medala ukkarundhe. That is that correct. சீரியல் மாதிரி பாக்கம் கத்திக்கணும். ஓகே, நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகா நம்பர் 8.
அஹம் கர்த்தேத்யஹம் மானம் மகாகிருஷ்ணாஹிதம் சிதஹ நாஹம் கர்த்தேதி விஸ்வாசாம்ருதம் பீத்வா சுகி பவ. நாஹம் கர்த்தேதி விஸ்வாசாம்ருதம் பீத்வா சுகி
பவ. ஃபர்தர் அஷ்டாவக்ரா சேஸ் அஹம் கர்த்தா இதி அஹம் மான. ஒன்ஸ் ஐ identify myself, I am the doer. As a father, I am taking care of my children. As a mother, I am taking care of my children. As a husband, I am taking care of whole family. As a son, I am serving my father. I am doer. Like that, I am an employee, I am an engineer, I am a doctor. Like that, I am doing so many things. And telling others also, எவ்வளவு பண்ணிட்டு இருக்கேன்னு சொல்லிட்டு இருக்கோம் இல்லையோ. I am doing. Karta iti aham mana. Mana means when I consider with that identity, I am the doer. Karta iti aham mana. What it is like, if whenever you say, I am the doer, I am serving my teacher. That is also ahankaram. Aham mana. Aham karta iti aham mana. When I consider, when I think, I am the doer, serving to my father, serving to my teacher, serving to the society. I am the doer. This means you are bitten by the black great cobra. Ashtavakra says, Whenever you say like that, it is like a person bitten by Mahakrishna Ahinar. Mahana great, Krishna anna snake, black, Ahi anna pamb. Periya nagu pambu. And the pamb vandu, if it bitten by the person bitten by that, how much suffering he is undergoing? Evlo pain irukum? Unimaginable. The suffering is tremendous. Once a person, not ordinary snow. As they say, Mahakrishna Ahi enna. And the cobra, Ahi enna pamba. That black cobra poison is more dangerous. Life is in danger in artha. Ashtavakra says, just as a person is bitten by the black cobra, how much suffering is there? That much suffering a person has to undergo whenever he is having this abhimana. Every person's suffering karanam, adha bitten by kala sarpa, that is called aham, I am the doer. I am bringing up my all family members. Pochi, you are bitten by Krishna sarpam. That means your suffering will begin. That he gives examples everywhere. Illana eppadi theriyum namakku? அவனுடைய பெயின் எப்படியோ இவனுடைய பெயின் அப்படியா? அது கூட பரவாயில்ல சுவாமி, இது ஃபேமிலி ப்ராப்ளம் இருக்கோ, இங்க நின்று ஓடியே போனவனு தோணுவான், நல்லா பிடிச்சு எங்கேயாவது ஓடி போனவன். அது மாதிரி சம்டைம்ஸ் வி சே இந்த ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ் ஆல்சோ ஓகே சுவாமி, இஃப் எனிபடி சேஸ் எனி ஒன் வேர்டு அண்ட் ஐ கேனாட் வித்ஸ்டாண்ட். ஆமா, ஏன் அபிமானம், ரொம்ப அபிமானம். நான் இவ்வளவு பண்ணிருக்கேன் மாமியாருக்கு, ஒரு நாள் ஆகுது எவ்வளவு பண்ணிருக்கேன் மாமியாருக்கு மாமனாருக்கு, இன்னைக்கு பண்ணிண்டே இருக்கா, ஒரு நாள் ஆகுது. என்ன பிட்டன் பை மகாகிருஷ்ணா ஆகி, ஏன் அந்த குழப்பம் எதுக்கு, அந்த சஃபரிங் எதுக்கு? தட் பர்சன் சீட்டெடுமி, வை தட் சஃபரிங்? அஹம், ஐ ஆம் த டூவர். I have done so much to that person. He has cheated me. Which I have done so much to that person. He is bitten. Your ahankara is biting you. Namade ella dukkathike karanam namade ahankarta iti abhimanam. Vidamattome. Why I am karta varudhu? Because I am body. Ahankara leads to mamakara. Ahankarta bhavana leads to Mamakara upon everything. See, such a word he is using. See, Naham karta iti vishvasa amrutam pitva sukhi bhava. Once you are bitten by that poison called aham karta, what is the way out na? You drink nectar. Poison opposite is what? Nectar. Amrutam pitva. Drink nectar, pitva, sukhi bhava, enjoy. How to drink that? Naham karta, say immediately. Naham karta, I am not the doer. I am not doing. I am not bringing up my children. And abhimana vidu, paninde iru. But I am not the doer. Because Bhagavan is performing through me. Who am I to do? நான் தான் பண்ணிருக்கேன். யாராவது கொஞ்சம் யூ ஆர் டூயிங் நைஸ் சொன்னா, ஏற்கனவே கொஞ்சம் யாராவது நல்லா பண்றன்னா, நான் தான் பண்ற போச்சு. அவ்வளவுதான். நெக்ஸ்ட் டே நீ நல்லாவே பண்ணலன்னா கோபம் வந்துடும். நேற்று அபிமான, இன்னைக்கு கோபம். இதுதான் நம்ம லைஃப் டாஸ்கிங். ஆல் த டைம் திஸ் இஸ் அ ப்ராப்ளம். So therefore, remember, our pain always is because of our understanding about ourselves, not others at all. Nobody is cause for my suffering, mental agony. I am only the responsible person. Naham karta iti vishwasa. Once you are confident, I am not the karta, I am not the body, mind, I am the user of the body mind interacting with the world. I am Turiya Atma. This is matter, jadam, five elements combination. This is doing, I am using instrument. How can I be the karta? I am Atma. World, objects, sense organs interacting. Vishayaha, Vishayeshu, Sambandhaha, not me. This thought I have to entertain. That is called Amritam. Pitva Sukhi Bhava. Next shloka.
Eko Vishuddha Bodoham. Eko Vishuddha Bodoham. Iti Nishchaya Vanhinam. Prajwalya Jnana Dahanam. Vita Shoka Sukhi Bhava.
Generally, in marriage, any functions, anybody does Namaskara, Sukhi Bhavan, Sukhi Bhavan, Chulo. Enna Sukhi Bhava, Nama Chulnalu, or next day Kalyana Vaarchi, Pona, Sukhama, Kalyana Vaarchi, Sukhame Pochi. Nama Chulna, Sukhi Bhava, Ashirvada, Enge Pochanna. Adella Tutu. It is not true. But whereas Astravakra is saying, Sukhi Bhava, may you enjoy, may you be happy, Sukhi Bhava, and Chulra, it is Nijamana Sukhi Bhava. Okay. But he says, Yekaha Vishuddhaha Bodaha Aham Iti. I am one non-dual. Vishuddhaha means pure, Bodaha means consciousness. Shuddha Atma Ahamasmi, I am pure consciousness. Non-dual, Ekaha, one consciousness, Anugur consciousness, Kadiyad. Innuda conscious Vishuddha Swamini. Avunuda conscious matro. Avunuda conscious illadi, adi ahankara. You are talking from ahankara drishti, you are talking from another ahankara drishti. Shuddha consciousness, Chaitanyanda, Innupame, Ashuddhan Kadiyad. So when I recognize everyone's Atma consciousness is myself, Ekaha. When I look at everyone differently, that is from Ahankara standpoint. From Atma standpoint, I the consciousness am one. Therefore, Ekaha, Vishuddhaha, pure, Bodhaha, Chaitanya Swarupam, consciousness, Aham iti, I am that iti, nischaya, with that fire, vanhina, with that fire, and the nischayam, and the decision, and the conviction. Adi varan, ama, Swami ni chollur kaayiniki, nana ekaha, vishuddhaha, avarav, bodhaha, adilla varkvahad, enna varkahana, nischayaha, I am convinced with that, true, that is true to me. It is not an information, it is a fact for me. Nishchayaha. That is fire. Jnanagni. Jnanagni. Dajya karmanam. Bhasma sakurute arjuna and madri. That with that fire, what you have to do? Next line he says, hold on to that fire of knowledge. I am ekaha visuddhaha. Bodha swarupam I am. Aham brahmasmi. With that fire, what you have to do? Don't burn trains and all. Okay. You have to prajwalya ajnanam dahanam. You have to burn the forest like ajnanam. In the fire, you have to burn the forest. What forest? Ajnanamangara forest. Your ajnana is the cause for all problems. Your jnanam is the solution for all problems. Okay, prajwalya ajnana gahana. Gahana on the forest. Ajnana gahana means ignorance which is like a forest. In forest when you go inside, you do not know where to go. No, you are very much confused. You cannot know the direction. Similarly, when you are in ajnana, ignorance, you do not know what is exact. and you are going behind anatma, body, mind and its relations. The entire universe, all people are under problems because of this ajnana. Therefore he says prajvalya ajnana gahanam. You have to burn that ajnana forest, which is deep. Gahana on a deep forest. Forest is deep only. Nam garden madre irukum. Forest is so deep. Your ajnanam forest avadu paravala, ajnanam innum deepest. Burnt it through jnana fire. What jnanam? Aham visuddhaha, ekaha, bodhaha. Then what? Vigata shokaha, sukhi bhava. May you be free from sorrow once for all. Vigata, vita shokaha means vigata shokaha yasmat. From whom the shoka has gone. So what is your name? Vita shokaha. I am the one who is free from sorrow. Vita shokaha. What is your name? My name is Vijaya. My name is Lakshmi. அது வெளியில சொல்லிருக்கிறதுக்கு உள்ளக்குள்ள என்ன சொல்லணும்? I am Vita Shokaha, I am Vita Shokaha. சொல்லணும். I am free from sorrow. Fake it and make it. Vita Shokaha. Once I say I am free from sorrow, Sukhi Bhava. Sukhi Bhava. May you enjoy. May you be happy. Next shloka.
யத்ர விஸ்வமிதம் பாதி கல்பிதம் ரஜ்ஜு சர்பவத் ஆனந்த பரமானந்தஹ சபோதஸ்வம் சுகிம் சர தஸ்வம் சுகம் சர.
நௌ is a sukham chara. May you lead a happy life. Evada bless pandraru paarunga. Sukham chara. Hauna tvam bodaha ananda paramanandaha saha bodaha tvam. Ashtavakra says, oh Janaka, you are what? You are Ananda, Paramananda. You are the happiness. You are the substratum of happiness. You are the supreme happiness. Saha Bodha. You are that consciousness. Sukham Chara. May you live happily. Then what about this world? This world is problematic. No. That world is nothing but, see, look into the first loka. விஷ்யம் இதம் கல்பிதம் பாதீன. This whole world, universe is பாதி, is appearance. Shining and பாதி means appearance. இதம் விஷ்யம் பாதி, this world. இதம் என்ன? This விஷ்யம், universe. பாதி, appears. யத்ர, where this universe is appearing to you, it is like a snake appearing upon the rope. எவ்வளவு ஈஸியா சொல்லிட்டாரு. த வேர்ல்ட் யூ ஆர் சீயிங் இன் ஃப்ரண்ட் ஆஃப் யூ இஸ் நத்திங் லைக் ஏ ஸ்னேக் யூ ஆர் சீயிங் அப்பான் த ரோப். தெர் இஸ் நோ ஸ்னேக், தேர் ஃபோர் தெர் இஸ் நோ வேர்ல்ட். ரஜ்ஜு சர்பவத் கல்பிதம். ரஜ்ஜு சர்பவத், ரஜ்ஜு சர்பான்னு அவர் ரோப் ஸ்னேக். தி ஸ்னேக் இஸ் கல்பிதம், சூப்பர் இம்போஸ்டு. Like sarpavat, like the snake superimposed upon the rope, idam vishvam, this world is superimposed upon that Brahman, bodaha, consciousness, that paramananda swarupam, it is superimposed. That is you are. Swam, that means you, the consciousness, upon you this entire universe is superimposed. There is no snake at all. Therefore, there is no world at all. What is there when you are seeing the snake upon the rope? Exactly what you are seeing, snake or rope? rope. But what is your understanding? Snake. It is right or wrong? Wrong. It is kalpitam, superimposed, adhyaropa. Because of what? Manda andhakara, twilight, dim light. Because of that only I saw that snake upon the rope, even though it is not there. Patala pakatame, but what happens next consequence is what when I see the snake? Because I do not know it is a rope, I take it as a real, I want to run away, I have got fear, tremors, sweating, and I want to run away, I am frightened. Similarly, if you do not know upon you the consciousness, Chaitanyam, Brahma, this whole world is superimposed, you do not know, you will run away from this world. You try to run away from this world, you are frightened of Mamiya. You are frightened of your boss. You are frightened of even everything in the world. Even mosquito. One mosquito in the net, I am frightened of. Enna pandrathu? It is that nammude kadai. Illa ajnani kadai ena. Appra, next slope. So, yatra vishramidam bhati rajjuvatu tat rajju sarpavatu tat kalpitam. Kalpitam superimposed upon what? Upon you. What type of you? You are bodhaha, your consciousness. Paramanandaha, you are supreme ananda swarupam, satchit ananda swarupam. Adi teriyamal, you are the substratum, you do not know. Once I forget my real nature, Rajju Ajnanam is the cause for Sarpa Bhranti. Once I miss the Sarpa, I miss the rope, Sarpa Jnanam comes, Sarpa Jnanam leads to problems. Once I know my real nature, Atma Ajnanam eva Dukkhasya Karanam. Atma Jnanam eva Sukha Karanam Bhavati. So, if you are dukkham irukka, enna artham theriyumo? Dukkham, I am koncham pain swamini, problem, unda da. Ajnana irukka na artham. Next sloka. Sloka number 11.
Muktabhimani muktohi
बद्धो बद्धाभिमान्यपि
किं वदन्तीह सत्येयम् यामतिः सा गतिर्भवेत्.
अष्टावक्र सेस् सी एज यू थिंक सो यू बिकम वन. I am a samsari, I am an ordinary wife, and you struggle. I am a Brahman, and you become a Brahman. Become within inverted commas. So, fake it and make it. Yamatihi sagatihi nar. Yadrishi bhavana yasya siddhir bhavati tadrishi. So, what you think, so you become. Our people say, no? Yamatihi na, as you think about you, so you become. I am tense, only you are tense. You are the one who is the substratum of past tense, present tense, tense, future tense. Adi vittiti, I am tense and chulriyena. I am the substratum of past tense, present tense, future tense. All tenses are within me. I am not tense.
पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. हरिः ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. हरिः ॐ.